Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kearson, the Fifth General. What's going on, man?
It was good. Good to be here.
Yeah. New episode of the year. A minute. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we back. Hey, man. Let's get into what we go. Oh, wait. First, let me first say, hey, those who are trying to figure out where we was, hey, man, me and Zach Kears both got sick.
Yeah.
Okay? I had the flu. He had, well, I don't know if you want to discuss
laryngitis. I had them laryngitis, had cough, laryngitis.
I caught the flu on New Year's Day. That was crazy.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, I caught it. Went on a cruise ship and I caught it. Coming over this. Yeah, man. It's just people don't know how to cover their mouth when you go. They got to be careful, ladies and gentlemen. Some people don't know how to cover their mouth. Some people coughing. You're in a crowd. Go imagine when people, that's 5,000 people. You're in a crowd. You're in a gathering. And people don't know how to wash their hands. They're coughing. They're sneezing. Everybody. Coughing on your food.
People still ain't washing their hands as well. It's COVID. They ain't learned from the COVID.
They ain't learned from COVID. Hands. So it's flu season, so it's easy to get sick. And that's why we were out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
All right, but we here, though. So.
Yes.
Yo, get into what you wanted to talk about today, man, because it sounded kind of ridiculous. You said what happened.
It's a matter of this video went viral, which I had the footage to share it on this platform. Video went viral. The matter of losing control. Young lady, young black woman in Atlanta airport. Atlanta airport at a cafe. She lost control. She was an employee there at the cafe. And the managers that fired her, the managers managed to say that, okay, you're fired. For some apparent reason, she's fired. And what made her lose control is when they told her that we're going to give you, she wanted her belongings. She was leaving. She wanted her belongings, but they didn't give her back her belongings right away. The manager was going to give her back her belongings, but she wanted her book bag now. So what happened, what transpired to the brawl is when she started yelling at him, screaming at the manager, white manager. There was a black manager there as well, too. Screaming at him. And then, next thing you know, in the footage, she wind up, like, throwing fists at him. She swinging at him. So, and the video shows that he grabbed her. His manager, from him getting hit by this young lady, he grabbed her and he pushed her. By pushing her, she flipped on the floor and fell. And she got angry. She got back up there. She started swinging again. So this time, she realized she can't beat him. So she picked up a chair in the cafe, and she tried to hit the manager with the chair. There's another There's a black manager that came out. I think he's a customer there or what? But he just came out wearing a green shirt. He came out and he just grabbed the chair smoothly out of her hands. And as he grabbed the chair smoothly out of her hands, he calmed her down. He held her and calmed her down. But in the process of holding her and calming her down, she hits him too in the face. He took the blow, but he didn't do anything about it. So she wound up, she grabbed her belongings. She ran over the countertop, jumped over the countertop where the food is served. She jumped over the countertop. She grabbed her belongings. She tried to grab her belongings. And as she grabbed her belongings, she was flipping things over and everything. So the manager was not, the white manager, heavyset manager, was saying, call the cops. Somebody call the cops. So the customers were like, yeah, we are calling the cops. She going crazy. She's screaming at them, yelling at them. She's punching them. And then when they say call the cops, she grabbed her book bag, she grabbed her belongings, and she just walked out of here like nothing happened. Now, she lost control. She totally lost control. And I see that. You look at some videos, real life footage of people losing control in airports and restaurants and fast food restaurants. There's a Waffle House that there was a brawl in a Waffle House. I think maybe about last year, but 2023. There's a crazy brawl in a Waffle House. And I think this was, crazy brawl in a Waffle House. People throwing chairs, people throwing fists at each other. And this is a matter of just losing control, allowing somebody to let you lose control. You cannot channel your anger, so you allow that person to get to you. And they'll get to you, all right. And as they get to you, you just, and it can happen to any one of us. Like road rage, people cutting you off when you're driving. Road rage, people bumping your car. And it can happen. It's just a matter of how we control our anger. Now, this young lady, this video went viral. This situation in the airport, in a small cafe in the airport, it went viral. Where this young lady was not just throwing fists and jumping over countertops, but she was screaming, cursing them out, screaming. And she was an employee there too.
Oh.
She was an employee there, so she got upset and she just lost control. Totally lost control. And I don't know. We're in a generation where people, young people, think that nothing can happen to them. They think that they're exempt, or they don't want to be held accountable for anything that they do. We're living in that generation. And there's young people like that. There's young people like that. They just think that they can just get away with things and just do it, just to do it. And then don't want to face any consequences. and that's what it is. No consequences. So I think that's the problem with this young lady. She just wild out. Those who want to look at the footage is on YouTube. It's look up airport employee gets female airport employee gets fired and jumps over countertop and fights manager. Just type that up. You'll see some of the footage. They don't show the whole thing on YouTube because of certain guidelines, but that's what it is.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. My opinion on this is going to be very short, and then we're going to move on to the next topic. But people who are losing control is a very it's not new to human nature, man. You know, and it really doesn't matter what age you are, to be honest with you.
No, it doesn't matter what age. No.
It starts mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably countless stories and footage of this dating back to when cameras started. So I'm pretty sure we could always find workplace violence is nothing new. Remember years ago, the term going postal was because a postal worker, when he got fired, you know, started, you know, deleting people at the post office.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that term going postal comes from.
Oh,
Or, you know, a cop airs out on his own precinct.
Yeah.
That too. You know, speaking of losing control, I know you saw that video that went viral where that guy was in the courtroom and he leaped over the courtroom at the judge.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. I've seen that video. Yeah. Mm.
I mean, that's an example of losing control. And
that's an example of losing control, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and his sentence is extended. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know what the crime he was in there for.
Right.
But because he attacked the judge and didn't let the judge finish, now he has several counts added on to whatever he was going to the court for originally, added on to what he got. Now he got a new case.
Wow.
You know, reckless endangerment and attacking a judge. And I think judges count as federal officers to some degree, or federal something. You know, they count as something. So that's add that. You know, that's an example of losing control. I know a lot of people thought it was funny, but what's not going to be funny? What's not going to be funny is the judgment that he's going to get for that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a new judge is took over the case. Not the same one he attacked.
Wow. New judge.
Yeah.
New judge. For, oh boy.
A new judge for the new thing. Yeah.
They're gonna throw the book at him, man.
Oh, they're gonna make an example out of him. And he a black man too, and he jumped on a white woman judge.
Ooh. Yeah, this is goose is cooked. Ooh.
Yeah.
This goose is cooked.
So they don't just let something like that happen.
No.
And you know, this went everywhere. This footage was everywhere. I mean, you can't name a place where you haven't seen it. And they got different angles. People all over social media. And matter of fact, this was New Year's Day, I think. So, you know, and then there's that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got news today. My brother has sent me this originally, but shout outs to Tariq Nasheed. He has it on his page. It says, woman known as Brick Lady, you know, the one that was like, oh, I just got hit by a brick and these black men just looked and started staring.
Yes, yes.
And yes. one of the brothers was, he wasn't of this side of the land. He was actually, he had an accent. He had like an African accent. Maybe he was Somali, just like her. I don't know.
Right.
But his response was when she said, yo, y'all ain't do nothing, and he hit me with a brick, and then he said, where's the brick? So you know, he was just trying, you know. So here she was, this woman, you know, she was popular for shaming men.
Yes, yes.
Just shaming black men. Just, dogging us on TikTok.
Yes.
And then come to find out, this woman was straight up lying. Because one of the people was like, nah, she went to she went to a clinic and got some saline solution and put it in her face so it could swell up.
No.
When she went to the club, there's video footage prior to that. She's got a whole ninja mask on, but just her eyes showing. So all she had to do was just take it off. And then here comes this knot looking like Marlon when he fought Tommy Hearns.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm
saying? I mean, that's basically what it looked like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we had witness accounts of people saying, yo, that lady was talking crazy to a guy.
Yeah.
But we didn't see no man pick up a brick. There was gas station footage. You know, everybody, there was people like, and then on top of that, she tried to make it seem like she was alone. She had like two other people with her. She had a guy with her and a female.
Right, right.
So she was talking about not being protected, but where was your friends? This was all a hoax.
See?
So it says here that she's been charged with a felony.
Wow.
Because this is what she did. After being accused of making a whole woman known as Brick Lady charged in Houston after being accused of making a whole thing up, raising $42,000 on GoFundMe. Wow. This woman is a repeat offender.
Yeah.
They got footage of her years ago saying that she got attacked by somebody and she did a GoFundMe for that and got money. And then there was another situation where she did the same thing, got this. So basically, she's a scammer.
A scammer, yeah. Yeah.
She's a scammer. Here's the thing. She's a, I think the video went out for a second. She's a scammer. She's also a racist, come to think of it, because she's always talking bad about black people in America, that is. And she's a whole Somali African out here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she don't see herself as us, right? No.
Right, 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 right.
She don't. So she one of those.
to one
of and a lot of them. No disrespect to people from Africa, but a lot of black people from Africa hate our guts, and even yours too, because your people from Guyana.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus.
Yeah, they don't like us.
But they definitely hate black people like me, black Americans who our lineage is here in America, but a lot of them don't rock with us. Now, shout outs to the ones that do. I know people who do. I know people who do.
Right.
But right. This particular one, on top of that, she don't even like men, come to find out, so she one of them. So that's another reason why she a feminist, hardcore. So that's why she was always, down in black men so bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because number one, she don't like men sexually. She don't like black people on this side of the planet.
Right.
Right. That actually made it possible for her to even be here in America. Don't get it twisted. Black people here in America, blood, sweat, tears, and years for them. Or anybody else
to come and get right,
non-white to come over here.
Yes.
So stop with the disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for anybody that's like this brick lady chick.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me get your take on this, man. What do you think about this, man? You think this is a sign of holding women like this? Because men who scam like this get held accountable. But you think this is a sign of women being held accountable for stuff like this? You think it's some type of, I don't know, do you look at this as a win, as a score on, or do you look at this as a loss to women who may want to tell their story and that their credibility is probably questioned because this woman lied? She
ruined herself. Not only that, too, I believe that right now, yeah, her reputation is tarnished now. But there are going to be others like her because these days, with the inflation and the cost of living, now she's some people live off of scamming.
Oh, yeah. So, $42K, that's more than what some people make.
Yeah, she obviously living off of scamming, just scamming people out of their money. By her gimmick, scamming, and
yeah. But you remember how the internet was? I'm sorry, I just wanted to help your reply. Mm-hmm. Remember how bad the internet blamed black men everywhere for that? Why did black men everywhere, and I mean everywhere, Zacchaeus, get blamed for what she claimed one black man? Well, she didn't even see the man was black, but why did all black men around the freaking globe catch heat for a woman who we now found out lied, said that a man hit her with a brick? Why did we catch all the heat for that? What we had to do with that?
We had nothing to do with that. I think to me, that was like her little what you call
agenda?
Agenda for fame and for attention. Because I know a lot of people on social media platforms do a lot, some things for fame and attention.
Absolutely.
And I think by her saying that, oh, no black men help her, she put the attention on us, saying that we didn't protect her. And now all of a sudden now she's going to pull out the black card saying now she's black and she didn't get protected by black men. So this is why we call it the heat. Because her storyline is that we didn't protect her.
Right.
And she caught a brick. So, and now all of a sudden now she's gonna say that, oh well, I'm a sister now, no black men protected me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? She wanted to say that. Even before happened, she wanted to bring a scenario like that. It was she had it planned out already. She had it planned out already, and some people do make skits. Some people I'm going to say it loud and I'm going to say it clear.
She had video slapping men. Remember that?
Make skits to make themselves look like victims. What I mean by skits is like stories. Storylines. and they put it on social, display it on social media. And now it may be so that she did get hit by the, with a brick, but her storyline is that black men didn't protect her.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has, now, and some people do, they use all the excuses just so they can blame it on us.
Yeah.
Just point the finger and blame it on us. Oh, this happened because they was not there. They did this and they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing it was her own doing and her own folly that maybe allowed her to get hit with a brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is, the hammer came down. There were so many women on TikTok, internet, mm-hmm. talk shows on TV
mm-hmm.
that were mad at us for that.
Yeah.
Because the black man, I don't care what y'all say. The black man is the most hated man on the planet.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why that was able to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do I agree that the black woman is the most unprotected woman on the planet compared to every other woman? Yeah, within the context of that, the black man is the most unprotected man too. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do agree with what Malcolm said within the context that he originally had. The problem is it gets taken out of context when some of these sisters, sadly, who are blinded by feminism, hardcore feminism, that want to push their agenda, but married black women are protected. So get married, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. You know, get married and sit your get married and sit your behind down somewhere.
oh yeah.
For the ones that think that way, that's all. I'm not coming at old women, but the brick lady mentality—that's a mentality because a lot of women think like her. Not just this woman, but a lot of women think like her. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna say a brother did something to me, and the whole world's gonna believe it. And it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Worked. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people make money off of our pain because black men were being attacked. That's disgusting. This happens every time. The black man is always the scapegoat when crime happens. And it won't even be us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's worse when it's us because when that brother jumped on that judge, oh.
And you know what a lot of them said? There we go again.
Yeah. Yep. When that brother did it, I said, oh, Jesus, here we go. Now every brother about to get attacked now. Because when Harvey Weinstein got held accountable for doing things to women that he shouldn't have been doing, all white men didn't get the same heat. I didn't see that.
No, they didn't.
What I saw was this stuff being put right back on a black man. They made sure that Bill Cosby's transgressions was talked about more than Harvey Weinstein's.
Yes.
So this is how this always works. It don't matter what color. The Asian man could do something. He do something. They got to bring up what a brother did to overshadow that.
Right. It's like an excuse. Yeah.
No, go ahead and say more.
It's like a cover up for their folly. Because it's easy to blame a black man because according to the stereotype,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the certain Asians in the community, certain different race, they'll say that, oh, well, he did it. So in other words, they did the crime, but they'll say, well, the black men, they do more.
Yep.
Always a cover up, always like a, well.
And it don't even be factual.
Yeah, those guys did that.
Right. And it don't even be factual.
It don't be factual.
I want to add that. It don't be factual because there's more white men in prison, obviously, because there's more white men in America. Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But the black man is the poster child for a prisoner. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely by design.
It's by design. And it all, excuse me, it all trickles down to the media.
Yeah.
The media uses, and I'm hate this, and I'm going to say it, the music.
Uh-huh.
Who controls the music? Who controls the entertainment and the music?
Not us.
Yeah, exactly.
We perform it. We may perform it and be paid. We may perform acts, it, but we don't run the industry.
We may create it, but the control.
Yeah,
is the powers that be.
They're the we're not gatekeepers of our own culture. Sadly, that doesn't make any sense. But I hate that.
We're not. We're not. This is why the music sounds the way it does, because we're not. Right. This is why the content is being geared towards prison, because we're not.
Yeah.
And geared towards degrading our people, because we're not gatekeepers.
Yeah.
And it all trickles down. It's all a connection, and it goes in connected to the prison system.
Yeah.
It's all connected. It's all like a stream going into the prison system, because they get you with the music. And then they get you, the media gets you, and then the media gets you with the music. And then when they get you with the music, they get the young people with the music, that's why so much negativity and a lot of the lyrics. And then when they get you with that, it's all the trickle down into promoting the prison system to keep us under control. And that's factual. It's facts. So it's facts. We don't have control. We have no control. So it's a connection and a business with the prison.
Well, we don't have the control per se from an industry standpoint.
We don't, no.
But we get all the blame. How about that?
Yes. All the blame.
That's only with us, because in any other industry, the person who runs it gets the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, they said a Tesla robot, and what they mean by robot, they mean a functional robot that they use to make cars.
Right.
They're not talking about Terminator. They're just talking about the machine that they use to build cars, right?
Yes.
Computer intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them killed an employee. So the blame was not the employee. It was the employer.
Employer.
But in hip hop, it's the employee that gets the blame, not the employer. Am I saying something that makes any sense?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference right there. And you see it every day. People are talking about this stuff promoting, you know, they're talking about drill music, right?
And
they're talking about what it promotes. Okay, well, what about the label that pushes
it? Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't you be? Their money don't stop.
Right.
It don't.
Right.
But the employee, the artist, which is an employee.
Yes.
Their money stops.
Yes, their money stop, yeah. And if you ever see, like I was talking about a recent artist, and I think, what's the brother's name again? The recent artist I was talking about was NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
And I've seen, you know, so I don't look at a lot of videos, like a lot of trap videos, drill music videos. But I just happened to see his video, and I happened to, sometimes I come across these videos, and what they portraying is guns in those videos.
Yeah.
Death culture. So what they're portraying is guns in that videos, in those videos.
Yeah.
And this is why hip hop is sold. It's been sold. It's been sold. Mm-hmm. You have artists promoting murder and mayhem.
Yeah.
Death. I call it death culture, culture of death.
Yeah.
And it's sad. So you're right. They're the employees. They're the employees and the labels or the power.
The labels are the employers. Yeah.
Employers. They control every move they make.
But we all know in any other industry, job or business.
Yeah.
Something happens on the employee level, the boss has to, the boss is held accountable because he did what? Because he hired that person.
He hired them, yeah.
and it's the boss's responsibility to speak out.
Yes.
And correct something so that the consumer feels safe to consume with that company. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
He has to get the people's trust over one employee did. The boss can't say, hey, man, that was him, so don't get mad at me.
Right.
The people are not, they're not going for that.
Mm.
They want to know what you as the boss got to say. Oh, no, you're the boss. You're the one who hired this person. You're the one who makes the rules, the conduct. You decide that. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to make sure another one of yours don't step out of line? But that's not how it is with the black music industry. It's not how it is.
Yeah.
When the black artist does great, although he or she will get a certain praise, but the label will get all the credit.
Yes.
All the benefits.
All the benefits.
All of the money.
All the accolades.
You know how I know? You know how I know? The Jonathan Majors situation. We just talked about that before Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan Majors gets fired. He was employed by Marvel for that role. Marvel/Disney, because Disney owns Marvel.
Yeah. Yep.
They were not thrown under the bus.
No.
Jonathan Majors was an employee of Disney.
Yes.
Disney is the employer.
Yes.
The powers that be wanted something done to that employee. Yes. So what did that company do? They fired the employee.
Yes.
And they praised the employer for getting rid of that situation. And that's the point that I'm making.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it would always happen.
Yes.
Because we have no control.
Right.
And when we're with the
he should have been fired for that because that was bogus, but that's my opinion. But go ahead. We spoke about that last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And once the industry, the media and the whole is very fickle. Very fickle. Mm-hmm. Very, if you never know, if that young lady was an agent. Sometimes you never know. Could be agents be sent out to sabotage your flow.
Yeah.
And when you're a person, melanated brother, sister, I would say a lot of brothers in the industry, and especially big up to Cat Williams, especially if you're speaking truth.
Let's get into that.
Especially if you're speaking truth.
Yeah.
If you're speaking truth, they're going to pull the carpet from you. If you're speaking truth, they're going to look to sabotage your flow. If you're speaking, if you're not going with the status quo and you're speaking truth, you will get the carpet, red carpet, pulled right up underneath you. Or what they'll do, powers that be will send agents to sabotage you. They did it to Cat Williams before.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to DMX.
Mm.
They did it to a few artists that we know, movie actors, artists that we know. They use different means to sabotage your flow, especially if you're an artist, comedian, and you're spewing truth, and you're spewing, and you're revealing certain things. Revealing certain things. And you're not, and you decide not to wear a dress, and you decide not to go with the Hollywood industry. They're going to look to pull the carpet from you. Now, I don't know what Jonathan Majors did. I know that the young lady he was dealing with, I don't know if she was an agent or not. I don't know. But I do know that the footage showed that he was running for his life. And that young lady, and they still look to, Marvel still pulled the carpet from him. Disney still pulled the carpet from him. And now, he don't even know if he has a career or not.
Yeah. You went into Cat. I want to play some.
The truth of the matter is, the Money Mike in the original script got raped in the bathroom. And that's what Ricky Smiley was okay with. Cat Williams had to take the risk in front of the studios and the cast and our powers that be in his very first movie and say respectfully, humbly, guys, if we're talking about anything else, I have no credibility and I have no pull. But we're talking about comedy, right, where I have all the credibility and all the pull. The problem with Friday After Next is we're trying to make a classic comedy. And this comedy involves a rape. And rape is never funny, no matter who it happens to or what the circumstances are. If you would allow me to allow us to do this movie without a black man getting raped in it, I promise you that it will be twice as funny as it would be with him getting raped. My goal was to get this far in Hollywood.
Now, I'm going to cut it off there because it's just one video. I played that for a reason.
Yeah.
He stood against something that they wanted him to compromise on. And he came out victorious. And that was his first film. Mm. It goes to show you that the thing that he's standing on is integrity, and money cannot buy me.
Right.
I don't care if this is a great opportunity. I'm not about to be a part of something like this.
Right.
That's a big deal. Speak to something like that, because that's about... That's Cat. Everything that man had said, people had a problem with what he said, but I never heard anybody really just call him a flat out liar. Shouldn't that tell you something?
You know, one thing I did notice though, and I observed it. I even made a video on it.
Yeah.
None of the comedians he mentioned said he was lying.
They may have said something, but never said they was flat out lying. Right.
Never said they may have said a little comment, like I tried to hear what Cedric the Entertainer said.
Let me tell you what he said. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't steal his joke about the car. Mm-hmm. He said he ain't do no spaceship joke. You know, he did a car, I did a spaceship. No, you still stole. All you did was change his car joke into a spaceship. That's still stealing.
Yes.
So he was full of crap. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was. Yeah. None of them. Even to that, oh, he's downright lying. Listen, Kat, that was a long interview. Two hour and a half interview.
Classic interview. I must have seen the interview like, I seen it like twice.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Because Kat.
From start to finish.
Yeah, wow. The brother speaks a lot of, reveals a lot of things. And when he reveals a lot of things, sometimes you got to listen. And sometimes a lot of us don't listen. We like to just be entertained. But Kat Williams said a lot of stuff. He said, and he said a lot of stuff before. Have you ever seen footages of Kat Williams in old videos? He revealed a lot of things. Revealed a lot of things about Holly Weird. And in this Club Shay Shay, he revealed a lot of things about these, about certain comedians.
Hey, can I say this to help your point real quick?
Yeah.
So there's this misconception that Kat Williams got on a podcast and gossiped. No. That's not, it's not gossip when you're responding to everyone who disrespected you.
Right.
And you're just basically correcting what they said and talking about your experience. That's not gossip.
It's not gossip.
Gossip, no. Gossip is you making up a story that you don't have any facts on and repeating it like you do have facts. Like, oh, I heard this happen. Oh, I heard that happen. And I heard he's doing this. He didn't say that. Right. That man talked about, the man simply started out the interview by saying to Shannon Sharp, you've had guys come on this podcast and say things about me that were incorrect. Shannon said, how was I supposed to know they was incorrect? That's the first time I heard it, which he has a point.
Right.
But Kat said, I'm here to clear the air. He's clearing the air on stuff that was said about him prior to him getting on the show. That's not gossip.
That's not gossip, no.
Because you got a lot of men coming on here talk, you know, in YouTube and all that, talking about, yo, men ain't supposed to move like that. Well, tell that to them cats who talked about Kat before he got on there. You ain't supposed to move like that and talk like that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
That's that energy's real feminine.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, here's my thing.
I beg your pardon.
I think he was allowed to get on there. The man don't interview much. And he waited, and he was very smart. He said, you know what? I'm going to get my time to respond.
Right.
My time is going to be like a bomb going off. And that's exactly what happened. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. And his
50 million views, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 50 million views, yes.
That was not that episode.
His points and talk shocked a lot of people. Because the thing is that, like I said before, when you're a person that's speaking from your heart, speaking from your mind, speaking from your experiences, and speaking truth and revealing certain things, you are gonna catch a lot of heat. Even from the closest ones to you, you might catch a lot of heat. And Kat Williams is a comedian that he don't hold back. Never, you don't hold back. He's not a person that just hold it within the whole information. If he's gonna reveal it, if he experienced it, he's gonna reveal it. And that's a person that's not afraid to leap, afraid to take a stand, afraid to fight for justice, and afraid to say certain things. Not afraid. Not afraid. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say it. Even Shannon Sharp was like, what? Again, you're going to catch a lot of you can't. Are you serious? He didn't expect him to come that way. Because, you know, some comedians, you know, artists, they just speak about the things on a certain level. But God just opened up a can of worms and he just spoke on it. Boom, 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 spoke on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That interview is going to go down in history. Definitely go down in history. 50 million views worldwide. So that's my take on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I want to, there's a video out there of a woman. I'm sorry, women. I want your opinion on this. These women, about a good seven of them, homegirls, the one wife, it was somebody's birthday, had a husband. The women at the table are mad at the wife's husband for not paying for everything.
Oh.
The wife said, that's my husband. It's not his responsibility to pay for it. Well, the man usually pays. Men, stop paying for everything.
Yes. Yes, stop it.
You have raised an entitled princess mentality within the community between men and women, and when a man don't do what they want, you get shamed for it, and now all of a sudden you're not a man. Stop it.
Yes, it's facts.
You know what the woman said? Shout out to the wife. She said, if you wanted your meal paid for, get you a husband.
Checkmate.
I'll say it again. And I like that audio I just put at the end. The wife said, my husband is already taking care of himself and me for tonight. Mm-hmm. It's not his job to pay for you. And if you wanted a man to pay for your meals, then you should have got your husband.
Checkmate.
That's right. You should have got yourself a husband.
A round of applause for that. Oh, here's my thing. I am not mad at men. Stop it. I'm not mad at adults. Adults, men and women, who are able to pay for everyone's meal at a birthday party.
Right.
That means you got the money.
Right.
But that doesn't mean because I was born with a penis.
Oh.
And that all of y'all were born with vaginas biologically.
Ouch.
That means that you were entitled to my resources, and I'm not even your boyfriend or your husband. Get the heck out of here.
Old Biggers Academy.
Okay.
Old Diggers Academy. Okay. Okay.
You got women out here. This is why men these days have so much contempt for the women who think like this. You got a woman out here that said that men are insecure if they don't pay for their girl and their homegirls that the girl invited without telling the man to dinner to pay for their meal. Zach is almost cussed just now. But no, you can't call the man insecure for that. First of all, what kind of woman are you? What kind of woman are you? What kind of woman are you to surprise your man like that? Maybe the man at the time did not. It's not about what he got in his wallet. It's about the principle of what he's supposed to spend that night. The man already had it in his mind that he was going to pay for himself and his wife.
Emphasize that word wife. That's right. Right.
Now he got to pay. Now he got to pay for your funky behind. Broke chick.
Let me tell you something.
Because your behind is hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, lady, if you ain't got your own and you're an adult, forget this man thing. I'm tired of men being shamed for not having $100,000 to their name and making 10K a month. I'm sick of that. Know the stats. Know what men and women actually make. Men still out-earn y'all. Easily. Okay, so it's not about that. This is not the conversation. But you want to show up. You know what I'm saying? You know, skinny or fat. You know, you want this, you know, your girl, if she don't respect you, would do stuff like this. Now, man. Your woman who does respect you, she's not going to do you like this. She's not going to surprise you like that. Oh, right. My girl didn't bring her wallet, but she was hungry.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Sit your hungry behind down somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Pay for your own meal. They call a man. How you call a man broke? He's already paying for himself. Here's another thing. Why do men? This is another thing that gets me pissed off. So the man got to sacrifice what he was going to eat that night because you brought your homegirl to the table? The man probably wanted to buy surf and turf.
Right.
And then he knew that there was a possibility that you was going to order surf and turf and probably a dang baked potato with your greedy behind.
Yeah.
And then you bring your uninvited guest, who is your friend, who you should be paying for.
Yes.
Your friend wants to order lobster, king crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
A tomahawk steak,
yeah.
A baked potato, and don't forget, she want to order a prime rib,
mm-hmm.
mashed potatoes, asparagus,
yeah,
so that she can bring it home and have a meal for tomorrow.
Right. From your expense,
and because you the man, right? Man. Because you the man,
mm-hmm.
you gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. It's all about what it's about the bag.
Please go before we get canceled.
As long as you got the bag. As long as you got the bag. I mean, that's what some of these ladies are concerned with. The bag.
They don't care about you having Zacchaeus. They don't care if you have the bag. You, if you're the man, you better make it enough. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
The attitude is, you're the man. I don't care how much you make, but you better pay for this $500 bill.
Yeah.
At this restaurant that you was not expected to spend.
Right.
And if you don't pay for it, I'm gonna shame you till you die.
Right. Right.
Speak to that, please.
Well, you get to know a person by spending time with them. And you see, the thing is about getting a gold digger, and I'm going to speak on it. The thing is about getting a gold digger is that when you run dry, they run dry with you. That's the thing about men. Speak to the men. That's the thing about getting a, she could be fine as, I don't know what, like wine, she could be fine, you know, shape, you know, milk biscuits and sugar buns, fine. Okay.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Okay? But the day you can't work, the day your pockets run dry, the day that you order the resources that you have, you'll see her true colors. You'll see. The day you can't pay that, the day you're down and out, and the day that she's going to be out. That's why, brothers, men don't speak to the men, never put your heart and your time to a gold digger. Well, you may like them sweet ones. You may like them sweet buns, but it's not so sweet when she's telling you, I'm out. I'm out. When you need her the most, she's out. Because once in a while and sometime, we all get sick sometimes, and sometimes we can't do. We can't do. And they expect you when you come big and you're paying for her everything that she asked for, you're paying her rent, paying her, she's not even your wife, not even your committed girl, but you're paying for everything that she desires, everything that she wants. You're paying for all of that. And the day you stop paying for it is a day she's going to look at you sideways, and a day she's going to run to another dude that has that bag. That has that bag for her. And let me tell you something. And guys, some guys are waking up. This is why they got some men going overseas and meeting their girls. They're waking up. They're saying that, no, I'm not spending all, you have an attitude. I'm not going to spend all that everything on you, put all my hard earned. You didn't earn that. I earned that. So I'm not going to just my sweat and my, I'm going to pour all into you. I'm going to pour on all into you. And yet you want to have that entitlement of getting everything from me and you're not giving me back. All you got is the Gucci to give me and that's it. Well, any girl can give me the Gucci. Okay? What makes you so special? Because you switch your hips. You looking sexy and switching your hips? That's what makes you special? Listen, the day, that's why I emphasize, brothers out there, do not start spending everything, all your hard-earned money, all your hard-earned time. Time, too, is important, too. On somebody that is making your resources run dry. Because she's already a liability. Gold diggers are liabilities.
Zacchaeus, I said 2 episodes ago that I believe every woman is a liability until she can prove she is an asset.
Ooh.
And I meant that. And I don't care who got a problem with what I just said. Hit dogs out.
Right.
But every woman is a liability. I'm talking about in a relationship or dating, is a liability until she can prove she is an asset, and that is her job to prove that she is an asset.
Yes.
Not mine. It's my job to vet it, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's her job to prove that she's not just a bill.
That's right.
Okay.
Facts.
Okay. I think I got triggered earlier with that dinner thing. Check this out. You know what I'm going to do? I give a warning in my past. I won't get personal and say who I told this to, but I give a warning in my past, and I'm going to give a warning in my future right now. Ladies, respectfully, if I'm dating you and you bring an uninvited surprise guest and expect me for to pay for a meal, although I'm already paying for mine and yours, and that woman didn't bring her wallet, and she's looking at me like, aren't you going to pay it? You're supposed to be the man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up, and I'm going to remove myself from the situation. Woo!
Wow. Wow.
This is a new day.
New day. Wow.
Men, you have been manipulated for centuries. That happy wife, happy life stuff. That happy wife, happy life stuff is dead. It's at least dead with me.
Right.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. What I believe is happy house, happy spouse.
That's right. That's right.
That means wow. Both people are happy.
Yeah, not just
and
one.
And a man. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead, Zacchaeus, and I'm going to go. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Yeah, not just one. It's not just one. Well, long as he's happy. But mm-hmm. How about you? Long as she's happy. And you're just leaving yourself out the equation.
Mm-hmm. Check this out.
What? Yeah.
This is out of order, but I've seen this happen. I've seen men die because they were miserable at the expense of making their wife happy.
Mm. Mm.
Died.
Mm.
I'm not even going to say who it was, but it's very, very, very close to my heart. And it's within my And it's within my family.
Wow.
And he's not here anymore. And neither is she. They're both not here anymore.
Wow.
I love them both.
Yeah. But
I saw things in his last days. I saw in her last days selfishness. And I saw in his last days helplessness.
Mm.
Because he thought he was doing the right thing.
Right.
And I don't want to go out like that, man.
Nah.
I don't want to go out like that. When I see that, I don't see encouragement to get married.
Right.
When I see that, now I'm not saying that's all I see. I do see positive situations and I do still have a desire. 36 now.
Yeah.
Desire to be married and someday have children because I don't have children.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a woman that I marry is going to have to be on my program. I can't. Yeah. And if that means I never get married, so be it. My program's not difficult. It's very simple.
Right.
It includes a woman being thankful, appreciative, and humble, sweet, kind.
Yep.
Prudent in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
Supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And all that goes to being a helpmate. If you're coming as a helpmate, you can be all of those things.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
My job is to be everything that God told me to be.
Right.
And that is a lot of work. Trust me. And I've been praying God prepare me to be a husband.
Yes.
Women, I want to talk to y'all. Ladies, y'all are out here praying for husbands. But are you praying for God to make you a wife?
Hello. 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 Yep. 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 Yep.
I met a woman. She was talking about, well, I'll wait till he shows up and I'm just praying that God send me somebody. I said, do you want to be a wife? She goes, yes. I said, are you a wife now? She said, what do you mean? I said, if you believe in the Bible, then you know that the Bible says a man who finds a wife
finds
a good thing, meaning she has to be a wife before. Well, how is that possible? Right. I said, redirect your prayers that mm-hmm. God makes you a wife before your husband.
Mm.
She said, but isn't the husband supposed to find me? That's when you become a wife.
Checkmate.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Yes.
She said, is the man that I'm praying for praying that he becomes the husband before he proposes?
Mm.
You know what I said to her?
Yeah.
After you pray for God to prepare you for to be a wife, and you actually become that thing that you're asking God for, then you will attract that man who has been doing the faith and the works of praying for himself to yes. become a husband so that he can meet his wife.
Yes.
That's how you get that.
Yes.
Faith without works is dead. Zacchaeus, that was my final thought, although I kind of ran into it. You have the floor. Take us home.
Well, my sister and Benjamin out there, you can wait, and you can sit there and wait to find a good spouse, but make sure that you're happy within. Make sure that you are happy within. Why I say that and I emphasize that? Because there's people out there seeking mates, looking for that mate to fulfill their every needs. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for financial happiness. And not realizing that they got to build themselves up. Not realizing that they got to learn to love themselves first before they can jump into a healthy relationship. That goes for the man. That goes for the woman as well. Because the saying that goes, broken man, broken woman, will make a broken relationship.
Wow.
Okay? So make sure that you don't look for somebody to, I was speaking to a young brother, to a brother, he's looking to get a woman to fulfill him, to live with him, help him pay bills. I said, brother, don't depend on nobody. Make sure that you get yourself together. Make sure that you get yourself in every way to get it, financially, mentally, together. Do not wait on anybody to fulfill that for you. Yeah. This is where the mistake lies in a relationship, when they depend on somebody to fulfill that void that they have. And those are my last words to say. Yes.
That was good. God, I missed the subject. But it's an hour and 8 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to do another 15? I just want to touch on this, if you're okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Remember earlier we talked about the meme that I saw that it showed a man who was 38 and a woman who was 25, and they wanted to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
The 38-year-old woman wants the relationship with that 38-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
But because he chose a 25-year-old, she shamed him.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, you want a woman, a weak woman. You like kids. You know, that type of gaslighting stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's said often.
Mm.
You know what? We'll save. I'm sorry. There's a lot to that subject. Let's do that next week. Let's do that next week.
That's all right. We'll do that, yeah.
Okay, it'll be a more prepared show.
Yes.
Because that's loaded. That gets into the older woman, younger woman conversation.
Okay.
Younger man, older men conversation. So
yes.
That's a pure dating topic. So no, we'll do that for another show. Sorry. We're gonna get out of here now.
Yes.
Zacchaeus, let them know where they can reach you, man.
You reach me on Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also on Instagram, you can meet me at Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. On TikTok, yes, TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel on TikTok. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get at me at the Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days. All right. We're going to get up out of here. Next time, we'll see y'all, and we'll get into that older woman, younger woman conversation and dating. We'll get into that. We'll get into that then tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow. Next episode.
Next episode, yes.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next time, man. Take care of yourselves.